Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And welcome into hour number two, broadcasting live from our St. Hubert Cathedral Annex Studios, located in South Baldwin County, Alabama. Glad to have you tuned in this morning, and boy, we got a full second hour coming up. We're going to be talking to Captain Mike Gallo, getting a fishing report from him. Also, a paddler's report with our buddy Brendan Bayard. He's not far from me, probably about a 20-minute ride away. He's at the Mobile Bay Kayak Fishing Association's Five Rivers Tournament. He's also going to tell us about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's championship, which is not far off, coming up in a couple of weeks. Then we're going to take you into the duck blinds. When legal shooting time starts, we'll get a glimpse of what the teal season's looking like. The forecasts are not good for a lot of teal, but we'll be talking to Captain Mike Smith. He's out there with LouisianaDuckHunts.com. And Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, you know where he's going to be. He's going to be over there across the river from Burris, hunting out in the Plaquemines Parish area. And out west at Hackberry Rod and Gun, Captain Kirk Stansel. And that's probably where we got the best reports of teal so far, is out in his area. So you'll hear from all of those guys live and direct in the duck blind. You'll hear the duck calls, maybe the dogs hitting the water, the shotguns going off. It's the closest thing to be in there. If you can't be out there to do it, we take you there on, and we do this throughout the duck season, so be tuned in when the regular duck season starts. All right, got some text messages in. This one wants to know, they saw a lot of boats yesterday fishing in the Mississippi River around the Luling Grain Elevator. Is there a catfish tournament going on? Not to my knowledge, but there's a lot of catfish around that area, and a lot of that grain spills over, and I know it attracts waterfowl, I'm sure it attracts catfish, too, and other species. So they're doing the baiting for you on the fishing. All right, here we have, let's see. Hey, Mr. Don, we're all set with a huge spread. All right, here's some teal hunters. Whole crew's here today. Shootout is what it says. Mason and Possum with their upcoming wedding. You, of course, are invited. I'll email the invitation. Good luck to all the duck hunters. Well, congratulations, Mason and Miss Possum. Congratulations on your upcoming wedding. If I can't make it, send us some pictures. All right, we have this one coming in. Wanted to send a shout-out to a longtime friend and listener to the show, Carl Bourgeois. He's recovering from surgery at St. Tammany Hospital, and he can't wait to get out on the water for his favorite fall time speck fishing. And Carl's also a waterfowl hunter. At least he used to. I don't know if he still hunts. But speedy recovery to you, Carl, and hopefully you can get back on the water sooner than later. All right, as I was mentioning, I got a picture in from Captain Mike Gallo with beautiful flounders. He said he filled a whole gallon bag with fillets just off of those two flounders. We'll find out where he caught them and what technique he used, and maybe you can get a couple of those fall flounders. You know, we're going to have another fall closure for the flounder season, and you know, it's to protect them during the spawn, and I don't know, ever since they did it, I don't know if we've done it long enough to really get any recognizable results, but I can tell you one thing, it sure seems like the flounders are showing up a lot better since that has been implemented. And other states have done it, and it's worked for them, so I don't see why it wouldn't work for Louisiana. The shame of it is during that closure is the time when flounders are most actively feeding and probably the best time to get out and catch them. But until then, it'll be catch and release on the flounders. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back on the backside. We'll have Captain Mike Gallo join us. He may already be out there in the boat throwing some bait out there. We'll find out what he's up to and get the story on those flounders right after this quick three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. And right now, you can get the 15-month special, but the time is running out because it's only during the month of September. 3 free months for the price of 12. Now, remember, what we tell you about CETO, when you need them, they are there. Hopefully, you never need them, but if you do, they'll bring you unlimited fuel drops, jumpstart those electrical problems. If they got to tow you, they'll do it, take you back to the dock or to the repair shop, wherever you need to go. It's like having AAA on the water, but it's more important. When you're on the road, you got a lot of other options. When you're out in the wilderness and you're on your own and you're broke down out there, CETO is who you want to see. Take advantage of that special. Now, here's how to do it. Go to CETO.com, and they ask for a promo code, and put in SELA15. That's S-E-L-A, like Southeast Louisiana, S-E-L-A-15 at the checkout. You can also do it by calling Captain Chris at 504-301-4545, and he'll be glad to get you signed up, and you'll get those 3 free months. It's a 15-month special. Only during this month of September. All right, Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, you got to give me the story on those 2 big doormats you caught. Or did your customers catch them?
I actually caught those. Me and Uncle Dan went out doing a scouting trip looking for flounder. And I fished in 5 different areas that I've caught flounder in over the years. And we didn't catch a single flounder. So I didn't want to waste the day, and I changed gears, and I went red fishing. And I had Dan throwing live shrimp under a cork up close to the shoreline. We were fishing Lake Bourne. We done completely abandoned the flounder areas, and I went to where there's big, long, flat, maybe a foot and a half of water, good hard bottom. And while he was fishing up against the shore, I was bouncing a matrix glow towards the shore or in front of the boat, and I caught those 2 flounder. I caught them about 2 hours apart. It wasn't, you know, if that would have been where they were and I would have caught more, then I was potentially going to make a flounder trip later in the week. But only catching two, and they were 2 hours apart, we covered a lot of ground in that 2 hours. So they still kind of scattered. I think once we get a couple of cold fronts, there'll be more in those areas that I was hoping they would be in.
Did you post that picture on either your Facebook page or your website?
I haven't yet, but I planned on doing it a little later when I get back.
Well, I can't show it to him on the radio, so you're going to have to do it. Hey, listen, we got to change Uncle Dan's name, okay? How about Tonto? He's your scout, man. You know, he does a great job scouting for those trips, you know. And for people that are too young to remember, there was a guy called the Lone Ranger. It was a Western TV show, and he had an Indian scout that always accompanied him named Tonto. And he called him Kemosabe. And Tonto always found what he was looking for. And Uncle Dan is a Tonto when it comes to finding those fish.
I remember Tonto, and I'm sure Uncle Dan does as well. He'll be happy to hear that. He is very good for scouting. He'll stick to the plan. And, you know, sometimes when you're scouting, not finding fish is a benefit because you know areas not to go to or techniques not to try. And then you don't waste time when you are searching for a particular type of fish in a certain area.
Yeah, eliminating spots is equally as important as finding them. Okay, so what else did you catch besides the flounder, and what you got planned for this weekend, for this morning?
We did catch some redfish that day. We didn't stay very long. It was getting kind of hot around lunchtime. But today we're going to be popping corks with plastics along the shoreline of Lake Bourne. You want to look for as much bait as you can. And the fish are scattered. Everybody's been saying it's a transition time of year. But we came across a different trip earlier in the week. We came across a few speckled trout and the occasional bull rib, which was a lot of fun. So that's going to be our technique and what we give a try today.
Mike, why would you plan on throwing the popping corks along the shoreline instead of cruising the shoreline with the troll motor and try to spot them and cast to them?
Well, the water's been high, so it's hard to see them. And that popping cork does a great job of making sound where you're actually drawing the fish to you. That four horseman cork is really loud, easy to, you know, it's not hard to make it make the right sound and attract the fish to you. So it's a great search bait, would be the way a fisherman would describe it.
And what are you going to have underneath it? Some people armed with the live bait and others with plastic?
Yeah, I'll be fishing about 2 feet down, 8-ounce jig head, and I really like the Matrix glow color this time of year. It'll mimic a white shrimp. It'll also look like a pogie or even a small mullet.
Mike, for people that are going to be looking to catch a few trout, either speckled or white trout, where do you suggest? Maybe some of the narrow passes and the deeper water there?
Exactly. The deeper passes and the deeper holes have been holding both white trout and speckled trout. The white trout you can keep any size. The speckled trout, there's a lot of small ones mixed in. But the longer you fish in one area with live bait, you sort of set up a chum line down current from you, and the fish will make their way towards you because they're looking for the origin and where that scent's coming from. So it may take 30 to 45 minutes, but if you bear it out over time, generally that can pay off for you.
How many times do you think people have chummed up an area like you just described and then they leave a few minutes before the fish? I bet that happens quite often.
Yeah, you don't want to have the 15-minute rule at this time of year because you don't have fish concentrated in one area yet. That'll happen when we get colder water. It happens in the middle of summer. When you're in the middle of whatever season, the fish have had a chance to sort of congregate. We're in a transition from one season to the next, and the fish are sort of transitioning as well.
Got it. One last thing, Mike. Teal report, you seeing any at all?
I did see some teal when I was heading down Wrigley's yesterday, as a matter of fact. we saw, I think, two flights of teal. You know, like you told me, that fairly close to the grass, and I guess it was groups of maybe a dozen.
Yeah, not a whole lot of birds, but better to see some than none. Mike, y'all have a great trip. If somebody wants to get you, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site, your telephone number, in case they want to call you direct.
Sure. You can find me at AAofLA.com, social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and the telephone is 985-781-7811.
And got to check. You still no fish, no pay?
Oh, yeah. It's going to remain that way.
Doesn't happen very often, though, does it?
Oh, it's been over 20 years.
That's almost a guarantee. Mike, y'all have a great day. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. I strongly suggest y'all go to his Facebook and website and take a look at those two big, beautiful flounders. All right. Coming back, those of you that like to paddle and pedal and sometimes use an electric motor on your kayak, Brendan Bayard's got some info for you. He's over here near me in Mobile Bay. They're fishing for the Mobile Bay Kayak Fishing Association Five Rivers Tournament. We'll get him to talk about what they're going to be looking for and also some upcoming events for the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And No Wake Outfitters on Airline Drive in Metairie presents the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Paddler's Report for your listening pleasure. If you'd like to get in the kayak or canoe and go after your fish, they've got all the latest gear you need, including the kayaks, the paddle sports equipment, and they are fly shop specialists. They also offer fly tying and fly fishing classes periodically. Check with Justin. He'll give you the dates and times on them. They got some sharp-looking apparel over there, and, of course, all the outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle that is used in the local area. Stop by and visit them. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Brendan Bayard joins us now, and, Brendan, you are about 20 minutes away from me where I'm broadcasting here in Baldwin County at the Mobile Kayak Fishing Association's Five Rivers Tournament. Tell us about this tournament. This has been around a long time, and what do you expect to catch, and what do you think it's going to take to win it?
Yeah, Don, this has been going on probably only a year less than our BCKFC long-time events like Paddlepalooza and Fallen Tide have been coming out here for years. Today's tournament is the Five Rivers Tournament. Usually the weigh-in's over there at the Five Rivers Delta Center at the over there by the battleship on the causeway, but it's going to be down over here next to Dolphin Island today because they're doing some construction over there. So anglers on the east side are going to have a little bit longer of a drive to get back to the weigh-in. So a lot of people are favoring to fish on that west side. Problem is the trout have not been very abundant on the west side. So you have some anglers that are driving over to the east side trying to catch trout and then driving over back to the west side. They're doing some work where they're dredging and stuff and doing some, I don't know, berm work along the Mobile Bay right there, and it's kind of making it muddy. So a lot of white trout over there, just not a lot of speckled trout, but we're finding a few under the lights this morning. Buddy has a triple tail, actually, he caught. So interesting catches going on under the lights. Fishing's been live since 5 a.m., and some big reds and some really big flounder have been caught. So I think there's going to be a good bag that wins the tournament today.
How does that association feel about the use of motors? Are they allowed in their tournament?
This is actually the first tournament I've ever used a motor at, and it was one of the reasons I think you know, a lot of us enjoyed the motor so much that we kind of, you know, tried them out on our own tournament. Last year was the first tournament I ever used a motor in, and you know, it was you know, it didn't seem like it was like a huge advantage, but it was also a nice little bonus. So you know, we tried it out this year at Minimalist Challenge of our own tournaments, and so I think that's kind of the way the sport's going. For whatever reason, you know, you can, it's like AI. You can fight progress or you can just kind of accept it.
Yeah. Well, if they get enough, you know, participation, maybe they can hold separate tournaments. You know, one that's paddle and pedal only, you know, no motor craft, and other ones you can use it. Maybe it'll go that way. October's going to be kicking off with some really big tournaments, the championship. Tell us about that and also the Cajun Castaway Slam Tournament.
Yeah, the championship tournament's going to be at Coco Marina this year, and that's going to be October 4th. And then we have the Cajun Castaway in Big Lake on October 11th, or next weekend. And the reason all these tournaments are kind of crammed in is because of that new flounder rule that they passed a year ago, right, where you can't keep any flounder after the October the 15th date. So people are trying to cram in their tournaments before that deadline so that, you know, you can have a live weigh-in versus a CPR-style weigh-in. So that's unfortunately the byproduct of that, but we'll make it do.
And what are the species that everybody's fishing for?
I think these are all slam tournaments. So today's tournament, slam tournament, Cajun Castaway is a slam tournament, and I'm pretty sure that Bayou Coast Championship is a slam tournament. It might be a double slam tournament or something. I haven't checked the rules yet, but, you know, focus on one thing at a time, as football coaches say.
Got it. Well, Brendan, we're not going to hold you up any longer. Good luck to you fishing, and thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Brendan Bayard. I've been fishing under the lights. They started at 5 a.m. Very interesting tournament, a slam tournament, looking for the trout, the red, and, of course, the flounder. All right, we come back after this. We're headed to duck blinds. First up will be Mike Smith over there in Delacroix. We'll check out what he's got going on, then our own plastic man down the river in Plaquemines Parish, and then we'll head out west and close it out with Captain Kirk Stansel, find out what this year's teal season is like. We'll be back to do it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, I got a text in from one of our regulars, Big E, down in Thibodaux. He and his brother Nelson went out Wednesday. 32 catfish and 7 chinkapins. A chinkapin is a lake runner already, a sunfish technically, and those are nice fish. Night crawlers under cork, but you didn't tell us the important thing, Big E. Where'd you catch him? You also want to know about the accident at Smitty's affecting Lake Pontchartrain. Lake Pontchartrain's a long way from that. I've been keeping up with what the EPA has been doing as far as studies, and so far they said no harmful effects have been detected, but the jury's still out on that. All right, let's see. Next week I'm going to be hunting prairie chickens in South Dakota, and my friend Janice is going to be with me. We're headed out there to do some hunting with my daughter, who you hear on the radio, Cherie, and her husband Blake, and their four German short hair pointers. But this morning, Janice is hunting those little round yellow things, tennis balls. She and her partner Barbara are in a tournament, and they're headed on the way. So good luck, and good morning to you ladies. All right, we come back after this 10-second pause. We got Mike Smith going to be joining us, and we're going to his duck blind, find out what's happening during the teal season as it opens up this morning across Louisiana. And we'll let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, the teal season in Louisiana is officially opened 30 minutes before sunrise, and it's been open for a few minutes. And down in Delacroix area, we got Mike Smith of Louisiana Duck Hunts. And, Mike, what's the verdict so far?
I tell you what, close your eyes and let me know how many you see.
You know, you kind of expected that. You know, when you told me about, you know, we haven't had any tropical storm surges come in, and the vegetation there, the submerged aquatic vegetation, the feed for the ducks is so beautiful. It reminded me of going all the trouble to set up a big party. You know, you got the boudin,
right,
and the brisket, and you got ice chest full of beer. Nobody shows up, you know.
No one comes.
What's the deal? Well, I tell you, Mike, you're going to have to make the most of your shots today. You know, a lot of times when there's plenty of birds and you're getting buzz, you know, you laugh about if you don't get a shot off in time. But, boy, when it gets like this, you really got to make them count. And I know one guy you got with you, Darren Digby, he's a crack shot.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if you get a chance.
You... right now.
Yeah, well, be ready to drop the donut and pick up the gun. So you didn't see anything at all on the way out there or so far flying?
Saw a few model ducks and a few whistling, you know, black-bellied whistlers. But that's it. Too bad you can't shoot the whistlers.
Yeah, well.
But my brother is hunting a different area. They getting a few shots. Seeing a lot of birds, but they not decoying. I think they have two or three right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, we haven't seen a teal yet.
Well, you know, you just got to lower your expectations and maybe be happy
that's
to get a couple birds to put in the black pot instead of, you know, a full 18-man limit or anything like that. Things could change.
Yeah.
You know how that goes with teal season.
Oh, definitely. You know where we hunted last year? Me, you, and your nephew?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys hunting over there hadn't seen a bird yet.
Wow.
It's funny how teal season is. These teal decoys are starting to look good, though.
Well, you got the alligator situation going on out there too. Yeah, well, you know, thing like I said, things can change. We're expecting a little bit of some kind of a frontal system. It's not going to be anything big or drop temperatures, but sometimes a little bit goes a long way with teal and get them to move. I guess that front that came through pushed what you had in there out because you were seeing
exactly
something.
A week and a half ago there were hundreds of them. That little cool blue wings are sensitive to cold weather. Well, it didn't get that cold, but still, they take advantage of that north wind, and I think they're sitting on the shore of Cozumel drinking Coronas right now.
Well, you saw the official flyover count from Wildlife and Fisheries, and it was pretty bleak as far as a teal. So, and I don't know. Maybe the nine-day season was justified. Maybe the numbers aren't there. Maybe they just didn't show up. You never know with teal.
Exactly.
Now, I'm expecting to get a much better report from the west side of the state because they said 80% of those birds they counted were kind of in a two-parish area and actually portions of those parishes. So I guess they're congregated over there, and maybe if they do enough shooting, they can move them your way.
Yeah, hope for the best. But, yeah, there's always birds. Vermilion Parish and what's that other one next to it?
Calcasieu,
yeah.
And Cameron. But
and
southwest
Cameron, yeah.
Calcasieu, southeast Calcasieu is where the largest concentration was spotted when they flew over. Well,
right.
Got a few more days to go. You got any openings? If somebody wants to go out there and give it a shot, I'll call you and ask if the you know if it's improved, maybe they might want to go.
Zero openings for the non-day season.
Well, that's I guess that's a good thing. But, you know, sitting out there, you know, you're not suffering. You know, maybe you know, if you bring enough spray to keep the mosquitoes away and
mosquitoes
there's no gnats.
I mean, yeah. And weren't that bad when it was dark. You know, it's not like it was back in the 60s and 70s where there were swarms of them, I remember. But they haven't been that bad. Of course, the thermosel works a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Well, you just kind of sit and enjoy the morning and watch the different birds and pray for a teal flock to come in on you.
That's it. That's all you can do.
Well, Mike, for the big duck season, I'm sure you got a few openings. If somebody wants to contact you, what's the website?
LADuckHunts.com, or my phone number is 504-228-4506. Regular duck season is more predictable than teal season.
And what's the opening day for the regular ducks?
November 15th to December 7th, December 20th to January 25th. Two splits this year instead of three.
Right, right. Got it. Yep. All right, Mike, hope things change for you guys. Tell Darren hello, and y'all try to make the most of it. Enjoy what you got.
Thanks for calling, Don. I'll see you, when, Friday?
Friday, yes, sir. I'll be there.
Okay. If you see a few teal, put them in a bag and bring them up.
I'll bring my own teal. BYOB. Bring your own blue wings. We'll have fun. We'll tell stories, if nothing else.
See you later,
Mike.
Some stories. We'll talk about Goosey.
And Rocky. Always good stories. Take care, Mike.
We can't say those stories over the radio, though.
Well, yeah, probably not. Probably not. All right, see you later, Mike.
All right, bye.
There he goes, Mike Smith. You wouldn't believe it. He's a 5-time state duck calling champion. You ought to hear him with that duck call. He's a maestro. All right, coming back after this, I'm not expecting a whole lot from the Plastic Man down the river hunting over there in Plaquemines Parish. We'll see what he's got going on right after we pause this quick 3 minutes for our sponsors to tell you what they got going on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. Well, this morning he is not the Plastic Man. He is the Man of Steel. Steel shot because he's out there chasing teal. And, Ryan, I'm not expecting a big report from you based on everything I've heard this morning. What's going on out there?
Well, I didn't go.
Wow, it's got to be bad if you didn't go.
All week, and I didn't see enough teal to compensate the hunters that are out there. So I didn't want to take up a spot when I had all the boys hunting, you know, with customers. So I stayed home, and I'm not hearing much shooting, buddy. I mean, it's, you know, my theory is the same one I've had for years, is when you get a big high pressure in the country, if it can steer a hurricane, it can steer a teal, you know, and we've been having that east wind for a couple of weeks. And it just steered everything to the west. I mean, the west is covered up. Texas and West Louisiana are covered in birds, and we have nothing. I mean, this is the lowest amount of teal I might have ever saw.
Well, that's kind of what the report is saying. And, you know, I'm wondering if anybody gets a teal this morning, inspect it for some Saharan dust. Maybe that Sahara dust is doing something to them, keeping them away, huh?
No, we just had that big high pressure over the country for the last week or two, and we're having big east winds, you know, and if it could push a ship and if it could push a hurricane, it could push a flock of ducks, you know, in the long term. It might not push them right away, but it's going to push them in the long term as the long flight comes. So, not good, buddy. Not good.
Well, what about the fishing? I guess after they come back from the quick teal hunt, they can grab the rods and go do some casting.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. And the trout are showing up a little early. You know, usually it's another week or so, but trout are starting to show up a little bit. A lot of little trout are coming in, too, so that's the migration starting inside. Redfish are good. You know, it's going to be good. Everything on the short rigs are good right now. I mean, you catch it all, so it's really good.
Yeah, and the wedge is really working its way up. I understand the Corps is getting ready to put the berms in, you know, to block the saltwater intrusion from getting upriver.
Yeah, because it's 2.8 right now, and it's going to be 2.1 or something like that by the end of, you know, in about 2 or 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice fall for that. And, I mean, there's tons of food. I mean, the food for ducks are great. I mean, the tickweed is everywhere. Duck potatoes have multiplied twofold again this year. So it ought to be fabulous when a duck shows up.
That's like I said, the table and the party's been set and nobody's showing up, but they're coming. All right, I got this question. Somebody wanted me to ask you if you knew who it was that dumped all the giant garfish carcasses at the Fort Jackson launch area. Disgusting. Man, that's terrible when people do that, huh?
These old boys, I think they're from Opelousas. I've been seeing them all week setting their jugs, and they clean it right there, and they dump all the heads right there. One of my boys got it all wrapped up in his prop yesterday and had to put his boat back up. Yeah, I know who it is. I don't know him by name. I know who it is. You know, I see the truck in the out there every day, so.
Man, you need to take some license plate pictures and some boat number pictures. And, you know, I can think of a lot of things they could do for punishment for those guys. Put them on trash trucks all over and pick up that guy. There's nothing nastier than rotten fish in the heat with maggots all over them, let me tell you. That
they dump it right at the launch, too.
Yeah, they do it intentionally. Yeah, right. Just to aggravate people. That's
well, they launch.
You don't want those people.
So I think it's lack of common sense is what it is. You know, and they say that's not as common as it used to be, that common sense.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't take a whole lot of sense not to dump rotten fish into a launch, that's for sure. Well, hope things change down there, and keep, you know, we'll keep it up to date. We'll be talking to you next Saturday, and that'll be wrapping it up. You know, it'll be over with by the end of next week.
We got a little bit of a front coming during the week, so maybe we'll get a northwest wind and push something this way.
Hopefully it'll happen. Well, at least we got the fish to back it up with.
Yeah,
and,
we'll get plenty
you know, it's even enjoyable getting out there and watching the shorebirds and the whistlers and the wood ducks and all the other stuff out there.
Oh, I love it. There's plenty of wood ducks and model ducks by the score. So, you know, it's beautiful out there. You know, I hunted alligators all week, so I enjoy my time in the marsh. But fishing's good. The water's clear. You can sight fish. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a sunrise in the marsh, no matter what's going on. Well, Ryan, good luck to you guys. Hopefully it turns around, and we'll be in touch.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All righty. CajunFishingAdventures.com, or you can call him at 504-559-5111, and he will answer the phone, I promise you, no matter what he's doing. All right, we come back after this. We're headed out west. Talk to Captain Kirk. He's my salvation. This is where most of the birds were spotted. He told me during the week he thought it might be a little bit later in the morning because they generally start the shooting in the rice field area, and then the birds move from the rice fields to the marshes where he'll be set up. So we'll see how that's working out. And we also got the Fishing Freak 504. He fished the ponds of South Pass in Venice last weekend. Did not see one duck. Not one duck in Venice. Is that even possible? Whew, that's bad. All right, we'll be back with Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. I'm kind of saving you as my ace in a hole. Everybody else is striking out this morning. I got fishermen all over telling me they're not seeing any birds in places where they're normally covered up. I got hunters out there, maybe 2-3 birds here and there. According to the flyover, you guys had most of the birds in your area. What's going on over there?
Well, they're not where I'm sitting, I can tell you that.
Not yet, anyway. Are you hearing any shooting?
When you were starting your introduction there, the next blind over just fired two shots. And I'm looking at a blue wing. We've seen one teal, and he's out there about 70 yards from the decoy, so he's out of range. So he's teasing us.
Sound like he got the memo.
Yeah, he got the memo. But, I told you that in the text yesterday. I saw more 2 weeks ago birds in the marshes than I've been seeing the last couple of days. It's slim. I mean, there are reports of birds in the rice fields not far from us. Mm-hmm. So if those guys go to shooting, and, you know, I've seen it where it's late morning, they show up.
So, how long are y'all planning to stick it out? How long will you stick it out in the blind?
Oh, I'll stay till 9 o'clock at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you guys are Hackberry Rod and Gun, so do you have the rods there with you too?
Well, we do. We had fishermen go out this morning, and we've got a couple boats going out this afternoon. They're going to blast and cast, but man, the fishing's tough too. It's been a grind over here. The trout are almost non-existent. I mean, they've just, you know, September's always been a tough trout month anyway, but it's tougher than normal. Even going out there at live bait, it's hard. And catching your redfish, that's basically what we're doing, is chasing redfish. And that, you got to fish all day to hopefully limit out.
Yeah. Well, it's transition time. We know that for the trout. Now, the redfish, right. Not sure what that's all about.
Well, normally this is when the redfish get kicked in, but they haven't got kicked in yet.
Hmm. Well, the teal, you know, we got a little bit of a front, some type of a system, not a big blowing front from the northwest and dropping temperatures or anything, but just a little bit of change, and that might change things by midweek. They might be ahead of it, so, you know, maybe even by Wednesday things could bring more birds in. But sounds like there's a congregation of birds your way. They're just not exactly where you are.
Exactly. They're in the – most of them are in the ag fields, the shallow water ag fields, not a lot in the marsh. Now, the marsh down – I'm hunting in the Hackberry Marsh, the Johnson Bayou Marsh. Guy was down there yesterday, and he saw a couple hundred teal. So there's some.
Well, that's the most anybody's reported. I'm getting a text in. Somebody's hearing a lot of shooting south of Crowley. You know, I'm thinking with this dry weather we've had, if there's a lot of those rice and crawfish ponds that are dry, if you do have water, you're going to congregate the birds in your area. You could have a really good teal season.
If you're in the in the shallow waters up in, you know, the rice fields or, you know, whatever you got planted, you know, that's where the birds are concentrating, you know, the forts I'm hearing. But the marshes are slim.
Yeah. Well, any day is a good day to be out in the marsh on a sunrise. I'm a firm believer in that, you know.
That's right. I mean, I'm looking to the east right now, and it's just fixing to come up here.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you guys. Hope things change. And maybe that little teal out there will decide he wants to get a little closer look at your decoys.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at him. He froze like a decoy. I've been that way for 15 minutes.
That's all part of it. Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and do a fishing trip down there, maybe sneak in if you got any teal openings. And, of course, we got the regular season, got, you know, full big two splits coming. Tell them how to get you.
Okay. Our number is 337-762-3391. And our website is Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com.
All right. Hope you get to use some of those shotgun shells you brought with you this morning.
Me too, but thank you there, Don.
All right, my friend. Catch up with you next time.
Okay. You have a good job. You got a great show, Don.
Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah.
Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. What a wonderful lodge they have out there. Got a great staff. They got some really delicious food. Breakfasts are a lot of fun. People telling stories around the table. And I learned to cook my favorite duck recipe from Kirk's mom down there. It was a wonderful recipe, and I think it's on my website. I kind of took it from them and did a couple of little things, but it's pretty much verbatim. All right, there's Reed Alleman, and what he does is he sings us out of the show for the last minute, so you're going to get to hear him. And I want to remind you, National Hunting and Fishing Day is 1 week from today, next Saturday. Make some plans to get out and do something. They've got official celebrations going on across the state. Check the Wildlife and Fisheries website. And we're going to be at Aquistapaces Wine and Spirits in Mandeville, and we've got a Stock the Camp event going on from noon to 5. Hope you can make it out there and get your camp stocked up for the fall season. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. Old Man Sam, he says the cranial rectal insertion syndrome is what those fishermen dumping the guts at the launch are suffering from. I got to think that's a pretty adequate description, Sam. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to the Coleman, Chris Coleman, and also Andrew Pearson, our show producers, and we'll see you next week with The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.